episode 423, May 20th, 2019.
This is the Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Welcome to the Rob and Joe Show. Getting here, Joe, the wedding. I mean, Katie just said, here we are, May 20th, so we're at?
Yeah, I got the marriage license last week.
But you leave in like 9 days, something like that?
Well, yeah, I said a week from Wednesday, yes.
Okay. She said she's already started packing for you.
Yeah, and then...
I don't know, what is
I think she's going to be done packing by like the end of today.
Oh, that's... It's like a kid on Christmas. She just can't wait. She's shaking the gifts.
She even said to me, she goes, hey, there's just going to be some stuff you can't wear for the next week.
So she doesn't want you to wear everything and then do another load of laundry and then she...
I don't know the rules, but I'm just like, okay, whatever. I mean, there's shirts I can't wear, that's not a big deal.
But she's going to unpack all these things because she's going to forget if she packs something and then pack it again.
Yeah, I wonder if she's pretty organized. She might be writing them down as they go. Who knows? I don't know what her plan is. I just know to stay out of her way.
But I'm like, when I go somewhere, like 4 times I'll check that I put my passport where I thought.
Yeah.
Like hey, I'm constantly.
You're right. I'm a pockets guy. Yeah. I'm like, all right, keys, passport. I try to get everything and make sure it's all in my sunglasses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like, you know, toothbrush, if you forget something, I'll just, you know, buy it.
Well, yeah, all you need to do is bring your suit, really.
Anything else?
You could buy. I'm sure they have a clothing store. I'm sure it's overpriced, but I'm sure there's a gift shop.
Since sunscreen costs $40, I'm imagining that it is. Speaking of the wedding, you know, her sister-in-law is her if you're married, it's matron of honor, right?
Yeah, I never knew that was the difference.
Yeah, so it's a matron of honor. Yeah, we know. We know you don't know.
I also didn't know that a chicken was a female. I didn't know that.
Actually, hold on. I didn't think a chicken was a female. I thought a hen was a female, rooster was a male, and a chicken was both. Like a rooster is a chicken.
A hen is the female chicken and a rooster is the male chicken. But when people refer to, you know, chicken, usually it's the one that's hatching eggs. And
I didn't know that either.
Eating.
Like, I just thought a chicken
was...
Are
you eating roosters or just eating hens?
I don't know.
You can eat rooster. It's a specialty.
But generally, when you're eating chicken, it's a female.
Hold on, Rob.
Rooster's a specialty?
That is
correct. Are they having it at your wedding? We're having rooster.
Generally, you do not eat male chicken.
No, but what I'm saying is, you know, do you know how many meals I eat out a week? How many is every one? Katie made pot roast the other day, but we eat 90% of our meals out.
Well, that doesn't sound healthy.
Maybe not. I've never seen rooster on a menu.
Yeah, it's kind of a fancy restaurant thing, like a French cuisine thing.
Well, I go to fancy restaurants.
Do you? Really? How often? You go to fancy French restaurants?
No, I don't go to fancy French restaurants, but I've been
to steakhouses.
Yeah, I go to steakhouses. Yeah, we go to nice restaurants.
You don't go to a steakhouse and order rooster.
Rooster's Crest.
Oh. Name the show.
Anyway,
so matron and maid of honor. Yeah, so anyway, didn't know about that.
So I have concerns because her brother, 2 weeks ago, He was on his phone and he's on his phone a lot and he ran out of gas.
Okay.
Okay.
In the middle of nowhere or just somewhere?
Yeah,
convenient.
He was like in Pennsylvania. He had to go walk to a dollar store, buy a gas, you know, what do you call it?
A funnel.
Right.
I know. Yes.
Right. Gas container or whatever.
Yes.
Walk to a gas station. Mm-hmm. So they went to her sister-in-law and her husband, Katie's brother, went up north, probably PA or something like that, because her sister was graduating. And on the way back, what do you think happened?
I think he ran out of
gas. He ran out of gas. I mean, when have you ever run out of gas?
I've never run out of gas.
Okay. I ran out of gas one time is because my brother and I used to have these VW Bugs.
Yes.
And the thing that where the gas came out, it detached. It's not because I didn't have enough gas in it. It's because this thing came apart and poured the gas out.
Right.
So technically, I've never run out of gas.
No, it doesn't count. Yeah.
And of course, I've told the famous story about Robbie not wanting to put gas in a car he was selling. But Robbie didn't even. Well, real quick, the story is Robbie was selling his Bug, and he didn't want to put gas in the car because that would have been somebody else's gas.
Yes.
So he sold the car, and they didn't make it to the Wawa, which was exactly 2 miles away. It's 2 miles away. They didn't make it.
God.
But anyway, so he's run out of gas twice, and I said to Katie, I said, how many more times can he run out of gas before the marriage is over?
Okay.
Now, she had an answer, and she was pretty comfortable with it.
This is Katie's answer or her?
Katie's answer. Now, you're right. She didn't ask her. So, matter of fact, I sent her sister-in-law a text, who I love, by the way, and said, hey, let me know when it's okay for us to start making fun of this. Okay. Because right now she's furious, right? They're still on their way back from the trip.
Two more times.
Ever?
I'm assuming, if we're not ever, but like, over 40 years of their life, it could be 10 times. But right this year?
Yeah, this year is good.
Okay.
So two more times. So if he doesn't ask four times, she said one more time. She said, and then it resets every year. So he can run out of gas one more time this year. Actually, no, he can't run out of gas one more time this year.
Well, what kind of car? It's a car that has a light that tells you. I mean, there's. It's not.
It's a new Volvo.
The dash
isn't
broken. The gas light indicator or the.
You do understand.
The empty to full meter works, correct?
You do understand that the Ford Model T let you know when the gas was running out.
But it could be broken, is what I'm saying.
Right. Obviously, with today's technology, you know exactly how many miles left you could go before you run out of gas. Yes, it was telling him, I'm sure, through lights and blinks and numbers letting him know he needed to.
But even, like with my car, when it gets to zero, I still have another gallon.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Because I came what I think is probably the closest to having run out of gas. It was just 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. I was driving to Franklin, Virginia, and I was all main roads, and I realized I needed gas. Next thing you know, I realized, I'm on a long stretch of, I'm in the middle of nowhere, farmlands and stuff. And now I'm at zero, and I'm like, okay, I assume at some point I'm going to get to a gas station, but I'm like thinking, oh shit, I might have misplayed this. Of course, then I end up finding one, 10 miles later, but I was on zero for about 10 miles.
The very first person I ever saw that had a, what's it called? A gas meter that showed the miles you had left was, Taylor Leatherberry. I've talked about Todd on here a bunch of times. He had a convertible Chrysler LeBaron. Same car Michael Scott drove, but
I thought that was Sebring.
Yeah, you think you are right. Yeah. Anyway, and I remember I was sitting there, I was in his car, and we were on Greenbelt Road, and I looked down and it said one. And I go, you only can go one more mile. He goes, nah, I can go another 30 after it gets to zero. I go, well, how do you find it out? You know what I mean? You have to get to zero and then drive for 30 miles to know that that's possible. But anyway.
So what was his excuse? Did he give a reason how this happened?
When they were leaving the graduation, she said, don't forget to get gas. Now, they have two small children. Mm-hmm. One just came out, right?
So the second time, was he with the family?
He was with the family, right. So actually,
because I would think just the fear of running out of gas again. Just the look on her face having to deal with that is much worse than actually running out of gas.
Right.
Yeah. I would have gotten gas immediately.
I'm the exact same way. I will just stress out,
Because once it's happened once, now, but he just, that's God.
Hey, Katie just reminded me to something that I need to talk about. So every single year, her family goes on a golf trip.
Uh-huh.
Family, the men. It's Frank, who's been on the show. It's her brother, the guy who runs out of gas. Yeah. It's the family, friends, the uncles. They all go to Ocean City. They all go play golf. I've never been invited. I've never been invited.
Not one time. When is it?
I think it's, I'm like, I don't know. Hey, Katie, come here.
Because, I mean, how long have you been with Katie now?
5 years.
Okay, well, you wouldn't have been invited year one.
You were invited. Okay. You were invited twice.
So let me say this about the invites. The invites come like...
No, my mom says, Frank, when Joe's in the same room, Frank, you should invite Joe on the golf trip. Joe, do you want to go on the golf trip? Oh, what weekend is it? And my dad's like, oh, it's so-and-so. Oh, Joe's like, oh, I don't think I can go. So after you can't go twice, they stop inviting you.
Well, could he not go, did you not want to
hold
go?
On. I'm going to disagree with what she just said.
Okay.
Every time they said, hey, do you want to go? I've always said, and by the way, I'm not pretending like I don't golf.
Neither right. do a lot of the guys
but,
there.
But I like hanging out with guys.
Yes.
So every single time
I went golfing with us in Cancun.
Of course.
I mean, you hung out.
Every single time I go, yeah, I'll
I'm
go.
I'm talking about
when
10
is
years
it?
Ago with
I'll go.
Dollars.
When is it?
Yeah, but nobody's going to come to you after that. Like, you need to
no,
be.
No, not after that. I don't agree with that. If somebody is having an event that I've never been to, they're the ones who have to make sure that I know when it is and that I know I'm invited. So if I say, hey, Rob, I'm having a party, you know, in a month. All right, you're invited.
Okay.
But he has the dates.
Don't I have to send you an invitation, let you know, remind you? Would you just remember a month from now that I'm having a party if I never mention it again?
I wouldn't, no, but I'm Frank's old school, so.
He's also your father-in-law.
He doesn't know how to do an evite.
Well, that's true.
When is it roughly the same time of year every year,
Katie? Just about the same time. It's usually the weekend before Memorial Day every year.
So it already happened.
It's currently happening.
Oh, it's happening. So wait, they're having 2 weekends away?
It
out
was
of the three
no,
with
well,
Cancun
kind of,
and the
yeah.
wedding?
It was Saturday, Sunday, and then today they come back today, I guess. But it's a huge group of guys. They're probably the closest guys in my life.
If they invite me, I'll go.
Well, you know, there is golf courses in Cancun.
I'm not dying to golf. This is a trip they go on every year, which
I
will go
to. They think you want to go, which you don't want to go.
That's not true. I do want to go.
Would you play?
No, I wouldn't play, but I'd go. And you know, it isn't all about golf. You know, I could do whatever during the day with the people who don't play. And then at night, what do they play? Poker, probably. Probably drink, tell old stories. All the things I like
to
do. You know,
yeah.
Yeah, go to casino. I'll do all those things.
Drive the cart?
I mean, if they ask me to drive the car,
you
gotta
do something, Joe.
Yeah, I do. What meaning? There are other people that don't play, but if they were like, "Hey, you're the only one not playing," I'd be like, "Yeah, I'll drive the cart."
Do they think he's just going to be shitting on everyone?
Well,
they are.
My dad brought somebody.
Who did he bring?
Andrew.
Oh yeah, but that's a family.
That's
friend.
Like the southern son-in-law he never.
Oh, that's
had.
The guy
yeah, that's
that
who,
he wanted.
That's
to
his dream
you.
Son-in-law.
Believe me.
Wait a minute. We've never spoken about
no,
this 100%, Andrew guy.
If I'm being completely honest, it is his dream son-in-law.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
he fixes everything around the house. He's super handy. He works for BG&E.
He's not a smart ass. He's basically just a regular person.
He's like a mini Frank.
Did he ever ask you out?
No, it was not. No, it was never. I think I always had a boyfriend. He always had a girlfriend. He's like he's like a brother.
He's
to
had
me.
Like four girlfriends.
I guarantee you, he doesn't look at you like a sister.
Wow.
Hey, we've had he's had like four or five girlfriends since we've.
This current one is the serious one.
It sounds like I thought he had a couple serious ones, but
I don't know. I can't keep up.
But yeah, he and he's getting engaged.
Wow.
Well, she says that.
He said it too, but he's like, I'm not going to tell you when. I don't know. Who knows when the hell it's going to be?
But yeah, he is basically, I think, who my dad probably envisioned me ending up with.
Is he a good looking guy?
He's not bad looking.
He's not bad looking.
I'm asking Katie.
He's not bad looking. He's not my type.
I mean, better looking than me.
He's too young for me. He's definitely too young for me.
Is he hilarious?
He's not hilarious.
He's not hilarious, no.
So let me tell you, and I'll let Katie comment at the end. Let me tell you that. Let me tell you what Katie did to me.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Wait.
Hold on, you'll know. You'll like it. So, I got a bunch of cigars.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And
courtesy of someone
we
know.
Yeah, but I don't. He doesn't want me to mention it. But yeah, okay. And it is very kind. And so,
thank you.
You know, it's a lot of them, more than I can even smoke. Right. And I still had some cigars left over from the last time.
Uh-huh.
They were mixed up, but they were in a little box, and I probably had 10 or 11 of the old ones. I'm like, well, I just got brand new ones. My neighbor across the, if you got our back door across the way, mm-hmm. it's probably, you know, 40 feet away.
Is the guy I met or someone else?
You've never met this guy.
This is a new neighbor we were introducing new neighbor, to the show.
He's having a party.
All right.
There's like six guys on his deck. So I go get the old cigars. I said, hey, do you guys smoke cigars? I go, yeah. And I go, here you go. And I gave him a box of all those nice-ass cigars, right?
That's okay. Nice.
Right. Now, so Katie and I go out to eat, and we come back probably an hour later. And Katie goes to take the dog out to walk the dog. And I go, no, I'll walk the dog. Now, clearly, it's because I want those. Look, I mean, you want to know, did they like the cigars?
Yes.
What did they think? You know, blah, blah, blah. So I go to walk out. And I go, here, I'll walk him. She goes, why? Do you want to talk to your new friends? I went right back in. I'm like, no, not now.
So, I mean, I said it so that they could hear me.
Yes, 100%. She's like, oh, do you want to talk to your new friends? No, actually.
So she emasculated you.
She didn't say yes. She didn't say new. She goes, oh, do you want to talk to your friends?
Oh, yeah, I did say that.
And I was like.
I was being super passive aggressive because.
And as soon as that happened, I ran right
Joe,
in.
Kicked the dirt. But how Joe is that? That's literally what you do to me all the time.
That's true. Right. Something will happen and I'll go, yeah, like the waitress will come back and I go, yeah, she spilled that. Like I'll, you know, just screw with her. But this somebody's going to walk away. We're never going to see again. These people live next door. They go, oh, there's that jerk who wanted to come out and talk to
you.
No,
Joe will say something like, I'll be like, somebody will offer me something. And if I don't want it because I think they're gross, he'll be like, oh, what? You love that. Why wouldn't you? Why don't you? I'm like, oh, I don't like that. No, you don't. You do like that.
Right.
So he'll put me in a position very like Curb Your Enthusiasm style.
That would drive me crazy.
Yeah. And then I do it one time to him and he's still talking about it.
Well, the stakes were higher.
Oh, my God.
Hey, let me tell you what else. She doesn't even know this yet. You know what else she did yesterday to me?
I don't know, Joe. Tell me.
So we have our friends over. We're hanging out on the patio, right?
I don't like this conversation.
And they have their two little girls who I love. They're awesome, right? Anyway, one of them, there's a tree that's being put up by like this.
Oh, we can talk about this if you want.
And the little girl is yanking it. And I go, hey, don't do that. And Kate's like, don't tell.
Okay, first
She's
of all.
She's giving me the no sign.
No, first of all, both of those parents are sitting as close, if not closer to the kids than you, looking at them. You are telling their child what not to do while they're also watching their kid do it. And why do you care if she's hanging on some tree that doesn't even belong to us?
Here's why I cared. I cared because the neighbor, not my friends.
Yeah, the neighbor also doesn't own that tree.
Well, I understand that. But I was like, you know, I don't want them to think that I don't care about the tree because they're like, those guys are out there fucking up the shit, right? So all I do is I go, hey, don't pull on that. By the way.
No, you're 100% wrong. Those parents are the ones that should be saying something, not you. You should. If there's no parents around and we're keeping an eye on them, that is one thing. But if both parents are standing there and they didn't say a word, you shut your mouth.
All but right. Is it possible that's just Joe's parental instincts?
No, no.
It doesn't matter. No,
but hold on.
But it's just be a reflex.
No, I thought she shouldn't be pulling on that. And I feel like by the way, the kids like me. It's not like they don't like me, right?
But do the parents like you?
You sound like a senile old man.
I do?
Get off my lawn. Yes.
No,
who
I don't
cares
sound
about
that way.
The freaking tree? And their parents are standing right there. They're little kids. Who cares?
No, I don't. Do you think that they were like, he shouldn't be talking to our kid?
God, if you could have seen how nothing this little girl was doing to a tree, she weighs like 30 pounds total. Shut up.
I have a picture of her sitting on the dog. So obviously she doesn't weigh that much because right. she could sit on the dog. But
well, hold on. Let's because I'm not.
I'd
a
like
parent.
To know your opinion.
Well, I'm not. It's hard for me to take either side because having never been a parent, nor Robbie. What about you, Marcus? You know, if somebody says that about your kid, what age is this? How old are they?
Three and five.
So they're you know 3 to 5.
2 and 5.
2 and 5.
2 and 5.
I think it's 2 and 4.
As
two
a fellow whatever. Parent, where do you land on this?
Stay out of my business.
Well, can I say this? I'm not saying you're wrong, but it really is my. I've been there, right?
If it was our tree in our backyard, and you were concerned about the tree, that's one thing. If it's actually damaging the tree, maybe. But if their parents aren't there, I also understand. There's so many scenarios where it's okay, but in that scenario, none of it made any sense for you to be telling this kid not to do something.
Hey, Robbie.
I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to text you a phone number. I want you to call my neighbor.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Are we doing this?
No, yeah, we're not doing this. No.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, no.
I don't want to do this.
Combined? All right.
No, hold on. It's going to take a second.
I feel like this is a bad idea.
I'm really annoyed
by this. I feel like this is just going to... Joe wants to be right so bad.
That's what... Thank he's gonna make God this somebody awkward. Said it that wasn't me. He has to be right, or he can't just be like, okay, good point, moving on. He has to figure out because this guy is so obsessed with him.
How am I gonna?
No, you know
he's
this,
not obsessed with
okay,
me.
I like him as much
as he likes me.
But he's gonna suck your dick right now, and he's gonna agree with you.
Are you worried that he might be saying, "Why are you talking about my family on your show?"
No, he won't do that.
Okay. Exactly, because he likes you, so he's going to agree with you and say it's not a big deal because
I'm pretty good at this, right?
I think it's a bad idea.
I'm gonna set it up.
No.
Well, hold on.
Sure, you take control of everything. Go ahead. Please, I beg you to go tell the person that likes you, hey, did it upset you when I corrected
your
kid?
No, but I'm going to say, listen, this is where we are with this. I'm going to put us... Okay.
But he is going to say it's fine no matter what...
You'll see how I present it. I will put it in the ideal scenario.
Whatever.
Katie's
will he
so
pick
upset.
Up, Joe? Do you need to text him first?
I'm so annoyed.
Robbie, do not do the voicemail bit.
Yeah, don't do that.
It really concerns me that you can't let this go.
It does?
Like, it's a bigger problem than just... Because it doesn't matter what he says. He's going to lie because he likes you.
So, Robbie, I just said, pick up the incoming call. Well, maybe not lie. He may. And I'll take that into consideration. He may, just to be polite, act like that's not...
No, he'll say, no, it's cool. It's cool. It's fine. It's fine. It's not a big deal. I didn't even notice it. Blah, blah, blah. God.
Well, hold on. Give me an opportunity to present.
Sure.
You might be comfortable with how it's presented.
Hello. Oh,
hey, geez. Ryan, it's Joe. You're actually on the air right now. You're
well,
with Katie.
Recording.
Well, yeah, you're with Katie and Rob Mayer, okay? So,
hi,
Katie's
Ryan.
Yelling. Katie's
hey,
yelling at me right
this
now.
This is the guy that I met.
You met him. Yeah, you're right. He played
hey,
poker.
Ryan.
So, yesterday, yesterday when we were on the patio, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say your daughter's name, but remember she was over by the tree and she was shaking that metal thing. And I go, hey, don't do that. Katie thinks that was out of line. And by the way, this is important because she's saying that you won't be honest. She's saying to be polite, you'll say, no, that was fine. But I'm asking, it doesn't matter, but it won't affect anything, but I need to know if she's right. I need to know if I shouldn't have said anything.
Ryan, you know I'm right.
No, it's fine for you to be right. I'm not saying
you know
that you're not.
I'm right.
I literally don't have a problem with someone telling my
kids
they're doing something wrong.
Jesus.
But he's telling the truth, I guarantee you.
If my kid's not doing something they're supposed to or doing something they're not supposed to, I don't want someone to just be like, to go find me and then me have to come over there and correct the kid when they
Well, let me ask you another question.
No.
And this is important to hear.
Bullshit.
Adults know what's right and wrong, so adults should be able to tell kids what's right and wrong, regardless if they're their parent or not.
Right. Now, here's the look again. I'm not, by the way, Katie's mad because she thinks that I wedged this in until I was right. But here's the other
you
thing.
You called our neighbor to be right.
Well, we're friends. I just wanted to give me an honest opinion.
Okay. All right.
What? I would say this. I'd say women are more probably sensitive than anything.
Ask your wife. That's what I want to know. And she's cool.
Yeah,
make sure you get
Katie
the right
would
answer.
Probably say, look at something different.
What do you mean probably? Go ask her. She's
Ryan,
right
don't
there.
Ask her. This is going to cause an argument with you and your
work.
Wife. It's going to spill over.
Oh.
Yeah, get out of this while you
hey,
can.
Hey, I actually ratted out Ryan to his wife in front of him yesterday.
Yeah, totally. Right?
You know what?
It's not too late to end this friendship, Ryan. I consider moving.
Well, it was too funny. I had to say it. Here's the story. I think I told already. Yeah, I did. I told it already. Where he was like, hey, my wife has a present for you. I just want to prepare you for it.
Oh,
him.
Yes.
That yeah.
One. Yeah.
So I told her. So I told on him to her.
Yeah. Ryan, get out of this friendship.
You think that was wrong?
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to end well for you. He's going to start, you know, scolding your children. He's going to take over.
Hey, one more thing,
that's
Ryan. Before,
hey, Ryan, tell that kid
thing.
To shut up in the background.
One more. Hey, that's Robbie. I would never be that rude. So, one more thing. Now, I did say quit doing the, you know, pulling on that thing. Uh-huh. The main thing reason I was doing that is because there was another neighbor watching. I didn't want him to think I didn't respect trees.
I'm about to walk out.
You are.
You are so. You're. so hard up on this that it's driving me. I'm legitimately fuming
right now. The wedding's off.
One more thing, Ryan. Do you, in your opinion, do your children like me or not like me, in your opinion, just out of curiosity? What do you, how do you feel about that?
I think they like you.
Yes, of course they like me. They do like me.
Hey, well, like no one's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. So they like your dog better.
Well, that, well yeah, that's understandable. That's, who's going to argue with that? All right, dude, go back to being a parent.
Thanks, Ryan.
F you, Ryan.
Yeah, man.
See you, dude. See ya.
Well, let's take a break. We'll be right back and try to keep the relationship together. Rob and Joe.
Hi, this is radio personality and morning show host Justin Schlegel back to tell you about the newest interactive, hilarious whodunit from Die Laughing Productions, Hit Me 90s One More Time. In this show, I really get to stretch my acting chops. I play a radio personality. Ooh, this time, we're taking you back to the 1990s. You're at a radio station promotional event where listeners battle it out for the hottest concert tickets of the year, Ace of Base. Everything goes smoothly and no one dies. Not, actually, some unlucky person will not just be losing their religion, but meeting their fate. And top market DJ Slater in the Morning, that's me, must solve the murder. Hit Me 90s One More Time also stars two princes, Mr. Jones, and all your favorite Die Laughing Productions comedians, and most importantly, you, the audience. Come celebrate the 90s with us, for all we really want to do is have some fun, jump around, and help you get through this semi-charm kind of life. Don't miss Hit Me 90s One More Time. Eat, drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Next performance, May 25th at McGoobie's Joke House, Timonium. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Welcome back. The tension is, it's in the room. It's definitely,
yeah,
it's thick. Geez,
good thing the show's back on.
Right.
Can Kate? Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Joe? Do you feel like you won?
No, I thought I was interested in what he had to say. I mean, if I'm being
honest.
That's
not an answer. It's a yes or no question.
You
are
smiling.
Do you feel like you've won? You are. He's smiling.
I'm smiling
because
I know it was funny for the show. But I will say this. No, I don't think that I'm right. I genuinely don't. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily know that it's okay for me to say that to other people's kids. So I probably shouldn't have. But I really did want to know, hey, were they like, hey, don't correct my kid. I wanted to know that. And I felt like in this atmosphere, okay, I could get a real answer from him.
Well, you did sort of reveal something that maybe hurts your point here, because this started with you just saying that you were just telling the kid to do something that this kid shouldn't do, but then you just said you did it because the other neighbor was watching and you didn't want to make that person upset.
Well, so, right, because there's an adult seeing the tree in front of their house.
So you didn't really care about the kid doing that.
No, I didn't care about the tree at all. I did care about, yeah.
So it still was about that neighbor, how that neighbor would perceive you.
Right,
that's
why
correct.
Do you,
yeah. You're right.
So you're so fucking worried about what a neighbor thinks about how you're disciplining somebody else's children.
Oh, this is
like,
pretty deep.
It's so fucked up.
Yeah, both but hey, at least those... I'm telling the truth. That is the truth. I did see that guy out.
God, I pray that neighbor walked inside and was like, some guy out there disciplining some other person's kid.
He doesn't know that that's not my kids.
I'm pretty sure he knows. There's a 2-year-old out there, Joe.
I hope this goes in your wedding vows. This is good stuff.
I promise to no longer discipline other people's kids. Hey, the other thing, these kids, I let them just run amok too. That Justin got us.
You're going to be feeding them alcohol in about 10 years.
Justin got us this bin, mm-hmm, that we, you get to put our cushions on. It's deep. It's like a foot deep. I let the kids go in. I shut it on them.
Your outdoor cushions?
Yeah, I let the kids in there. Hey, they're in the dog bowl. They're dipping their cups in the dog bowl and drinking the water. No problem. I let them do that.
Katie says something to me before you got here that the suits came. You tried it on. It looks, mm-hmm, good. She said you didn't know how to put your socks on.
No, I know. Wait till you put them on.
Okay.
They're challenged.
What's the challenge?
All right, how about this? How about
Should
you
I go get
them?
Right
go
now?
Get them, yeah.
All right.
I think you're going to feel a little differently.
Okay.
I'm not even sure if these sock makers know how to make a sock. You'll see. Impossible. They don't stretch. You can't. Okay. They are literally impossible to get on. Now, once you get them on, they're fine.
All right.
But getting them on and getting them off. After she gives you this, you also have to try to get this off.
So how long did this take you? Did you think for a second you were doing something wrong?
No, I thought for a second, I'm like, well, I'm never going to get these. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to I'm really okay. So Rob has opened it up. He's now putting the sock on his foot. Okay. What do you think, Rob? How about
I mean, I'm 2/3 of the way done and it's 4 seconds in. So.
No, I didn't say they couldn't be done, but wouldn't you agree they're not like a regular pair of socks?
No, I feel like it's a brand new pair of nice socks. I don't, it's not as easy as, you know, a normal sock. But,
really?
But I mean, I have, it's like it's completely on right now. I mean, how hard could it have been?
Yes, oh my God,
I love Rob's socks.
Okay, now get them off.
Okay, but I just did it in front of you.
Get them off now.
All right.
Oh, they look good.
Getting off is a little harder.
Okay. I mean, at least you at least give me the fact that it could be.
Okay, but they're not Under Armour socks. They're not sport socks. They're dress socks.
I understand that, but usually there's a little, what do you call it, elasticity.
Well, they're, okay. But I never thought for a second that they were the wrong size or anything.
Do you
no,
like
I didn't
them?
Think that. I do like
I
them.
Think
I like
really
the
nice
they look.
Looking socks.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
Your pocket square is also right here.
Oh, okay. Sweet. Did you have trouble with that too, Joe?
No, Katie folded it for me.
Oh, wait. I don't know how to do that.
Well, so. I watched her do it, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to be
able
to.
I'll let her. I'll have some.
She can't.
Else
you can't. Well, you're not going to be able to see each other the day of.
Okay. Well.
So I'll be folding it.
Oh, God. Sorry,
it's gonna
Katie.
Be, it's going to be round.
We'll get a professional and take care of it.
A professional pocket square folder.
Tawana says I have nice feet. I've never thought I did.
What do you think?
Oh, you do have nice feet.
Let me take a look.
Okay.
They're not like Fred Flintstone feet.
I mean,
they're kind of like petite.
They're not bad. I mean, they're okay.
Oh, I mean, I'm not even agreeing.
I mean,
with
Joe, you don't have great feet.
Yeah. I don't.
I thought you knew.
What's the matter with them?
They're a little talony.
Well, that
talony?
You can fix that by cut clipping your toenails.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what is his general foot situation? Not smell, just you know, looks.
Like a 6.
Well, okay. I'll take that. That's believe steep. Me. That's yeah. You, thank you.
Do you have flat feet like me, Joe?
No, but have I told the story about on the air? Robbie had a pair of shoes, and
oh God,
and you know I sold shoes for a long time,
yeah,
all through high school, all through college, right?
Legend.
And Robbie had the most ill-fitting shoes, and the brand was like. You know how, like, it's a real brand, but
I'll tell you what it was.
What was it?
Wilson.
Wilson, right. You know how, like, nice. Spalding, like, instead of Nike, it's like Spalding, or it's a sports brand, but it's really not a shoe brand.
Right.
So that's the idea. He had Wilson's. And the two.
Wilson's a tennis racket to me.
Right. This part where the eyelets are,
yeah.
It was touching. They were touching because, you know, the shoes were too wide for them. And then the front. Was just puffed up, right? The shoes didn't fit at all, right?
Maybe it reminded him of a beanbag, and that turned him on.
And
would you ever not bang a girl because her feet were so ugly?
Well, sure, if she had like one toe. We need to get
Sorry.
To that. No, we need to get to that.
That's an important question.
So, yes, believe me, we'll be talking about that for 20 minutes after this. but Robbie's like, oh, no, I have odd feet. Well, the shoes were Wilson's. It's not like he had odd feet, so he bought a $500 pair of shoes. He bought a $10 pair of shoes. So we actually
he didn't
called,
buy Margaritaville shoes.
We called somebody from some what was it like Baltimore City Run or something like that. Came in, boot, perfect fitting shoe. Just the first one they pull out, it just fits like a glove. And then Robbie wore those. What were they? By the way,
Charm City Run.
Okay, Robbie, if you remember, don't say. If you don't remember, you can guess what was the brand of the shoes Robbie bought. Do you remember, Robbie?
I do.
Okay.
Asics.
Nope.
Reebok.
Nope.
New Balance.
Nope.
Puma.
Nope.
Adidas.
Nope.
Air Force Ones.
That's not a brand. It's a style, right?
FootJoy.
Nope.
Dr. Scholl.
No, ma'am. I believe, Robbie, am I wrong? I believe they were Kangaroos.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Is that correct, Robbie?
You're talking about what the lady from Charm City Run gave?
Yeah.
No, they were Saucony.
They were?
much different.
Worse.
Much different.
Damn.
That changes everything.
Right, I agree. Maybe I just remember because there was a bunch of boxes that they brought for Robbie to try things on. And I think maybe there was a box of Kangaroos in there, which I was hoping for.
Question about the feet. I mean, like she can just... But she's insisting on having her
like,
socks off?
Like maybe they smell really bad or
okay,
maybe
well,
they're just
smell.
So ugly.
Yeah.
And
what if they're
mangled.
Hairy like an apes? You know what I mean? Like if they're covered in hair. That would matter.
Okay.
And also if they were let's say there was only the pinky toe and the big toe, and they look like a claw.
That but would what if everything else is a 10?
I could live with, is it both feet?
What?
And she's
yes.
club-footed?
What if she has a one foot is a nub and the other foot is reg?
If she's is she hot?
I feel like this is the final episode of Seinfeld where we've had this conversation.
We did. I remember that because Tawanda had something going on with her foot. Remember that? Yeah, this is
when I said if she lost her foot.
Yeah, then you're you want somebody out of your league. And if she's missing a foot, then she's in your league. But
how many extremities can she be missing until you won't have sex with her? If she's a 10.
Oh, sex?
In the face.
Every extremity.
Well, I think, is it what's worse, missing or extra? I mean, let's say she
extra
insists on wearing flip-flops and she has eight toes on one foot.
And she could put that little piece of plastic in between any one of them.
And she painted the toes.
She with the number one, she numbered them.
Hey, does she have to pay extra to get them painted, or she paints them herself?
That's a good question.
What if she has a foot fetish and she has horrible feet? So it's part of the lovemaking is for you to go down there, massage.
That's gonna matter.
Suck on toes.
She insists on giving you a foot job.
Do you know that there was a professional baseball player? You know him, Antonio Alfonseca, was that his name?
Sounds familiar.
He had
Antonio Banderas.
If you added up his fingers and toes, it equaled 24.
Ew.
He had an
so
extra.
Would you bang that guy?
No, I would not bang him. I didn't find him attractive.
So she
would get a hand job from him.
So she has perfect feet, but they're real hairy, like an ape, and she wants you to suck on her toes.
I'd be like, well, why don't you shave these?
No, she says this is how I like it.
I mean, like,
she goes, if I shave it, it just grows back worse.
I mean, what's
what
the matter with you?
What if she insists that you shave it?
I would do that.
Okay.
If you wanted me, if you had hairy feet and you wanted me to shave them, I'd do it.
Ew.
Well, I'm saying that
I
would.
I want you to do that.
All right.
What if she had seven toes and she said, look, I'm never going to make you do anything to them. I'll hide them. But for us to be together, you have to get two toes added to your right foot.
Where?
Solidarity. Surgery.
I've never said this before, but what kind of a fucking hypothetical is that? Who's going
to
want
Look, I want my man to have this walk in my shoes, if you will. Walk a mile with my
seven.
How
do I do that? Do I have to get a cadaver and have it?
She has got it all lined up. She's got a doctor and a foot surgeon to do some plastic surgery.
I'm like, what if we break up?
Well,
what if she makes you remove two of your toes?
No, not doing it.
No matter what.
No, I'm
she
not.
Could be Kate Upton.
I'm not. No, I'm not. I love you more than I would love Kate Upton.
So
I'm not doing it.
So if I lose three toes.
No, I'm not.
Hear me out. Hear me out. If I lose three toes, okay, and I say to you, God, this is just ruining my life. I
want your life
need
to be ruined,
you,
too.
I need you to also remove three of your toes in order to get through life. I mean,
I'd be like, you need to fucking find another way to cope. That's completely unreasonable.
People shave their head for people. People.
Yes, said hair grows back.
What about you donate half of your toes to her? So you each have three halves.
Oh, great question.
This is the truth. If. I wouldn't donate a half a toe. I'd give her two of the three.
Okay. Okay.
But if you could really donate. Mm-hmm. And I could give her toes, and she wanted mine, sure. But what I first...
Ew, I do not want your toes.
But the first thing I would say is I would say, hey, Doc, is there anybody who just recently died that we can have their toes instead of you taking my toes?
I don't want some
toes?
Stranger's toes.
You just said you don't want mine. What do you want? Do you
I would never ask for anyone's toes.
Well, they're dead. They've said on their...
This hypothetical
thing.
Doesn't work because Kate
won't. I hope to God, if I lose toes, I'm also dead.
All right.
Wait. You'd rather, if somebody said right now, here's your choice. You can either get one toe cut off or you can die. You're just like, just kill me.
Well, no. I just meant like it must be some horrible accident if I've lost all these toes.
No, I went to college with a guy. He was in a construction accident. He lost his pinky toe on one foot. He got to park wherever he wanted.
Okay. What?
Yes. And I often said to myself, was it worth it? It probably
is. Oh, my God. 100%. If somebody said to you, you could get one toe removed, it's covered by insurance.
All right.
You wake up, you get to park in handicap for the rest of your life. Would you do it?
No, I would do it.
I would do it.
Because I don't know how that's going to affect me. I don't know if I'm going to feel like there's part of me. Part of me is missing, but I don't know.
Your
missing.
Pinky toe gets, how often's your pinky toe out?
Hey, when you and I Katie, know. When we go someplace, an event,
mm-hmm.
any a mall, if we go to a concert, what's the first thing that I ask you about?
What's parking like?
It's the parking.
No, parking is the big deal.
I won't even go to most Trader Joe's. So that matters to me. So if I could park wherever, first of all, I clear it with Katie. Mm-hmm. To see if she's cool with it.
Oh, wait. Yeah, parking's I would important. Get you to get a toe removed, and then we could park
wherever.
Would
you do
wherever.
That for Katie? All right, what's worse? They have six toes, or they have five, but they're mixed. The colors are mixed matched.
And the size the is two.
Like two black toes, three white toes.
And the sizes are all over the place, too.
Okay.
Or there's a male big toe.
The big toe's in the middle.
I know how you get six toes.
Right.
I don't know how your each individual toe is. It can't be a different race. Well, no, obviously, if you have gangrene or something.
And they got the white feet. It was just a medical.
I've seen children of different racial parents of different races, and I've never seen their fingers be different.
They have those people who are all different colored people, you know, with the birthmarks and shit all over them.
Yeah, but that's called, you mean like with that stuff on their face?
Yeah, like there's like supermodels now who have like the fucking.
Yeah, I
whatever.
See them at, what's the place you go to? Not, you don't go to it. The one in, that's in JCPenney. What's that place called? Is Sephora.
Sephora.
Yeah, and there's a model that has that
exactly.
condition.
She's dating, what's his name? Like some big rapper.
What if the woman's feet are completely normal, but there's a 50-50 chance she's going to fall down every time you go out?
Yeah. You marry her. Take her to Ocean City.
You break
City.
Up with her at the beginning yes. of a ride home during when you're leaving Ocean City so you guys can sit there in silence for 3 hours.
Go Super back to models. Episode one, people.
I wanted to talk about something, and we'll just segue to that. So I saw our good friend Andy Klein, friend of the show, comedian, his brother, the late, great Eric the Actor, at the Improv this week. And I was in the lounge. He was in the main room and in the lounge. So basically I watched him do four sets between two shows. And Katie, I need you in here for this.
Katie,
so
come
I want
back.
I have a question for you.
Also, I have a response from my neighbor about what his wife has to say.
You know what? Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get that. Rob and Joseph will be right back.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob looped... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife.
The Rob and Joe Show.
All right, welcome back. We have a response from Joe's neighbor's wife.
So he says, tell Katie that if it's any consolation, his wife agrees with her.
There we
Hell
go.
Hell yeah, girl power.
All right. Tell her sorry then.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, tell her, sorry then, I'll let her rip down the tree next time.
All right. So I wanted you in there, Katie, because you're hot and this applies to you. So Andy has this new joke, and I saw him do it four times and varying degrees of acceptance from the audience. And I'm wondering what the pushback is for people that didn't like it.
Okay.
I'll paraphrase the joke. Essentially, he's like, you know, all these superhero movies, and I can't really get into them because superheroes are just too good looking and good looking people don't help people. Like if Superman was real, he'd be a Calvin Klein model. That's what he would do for a living.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman's a 10. If you're a woman and a 10, your world doesn't need saving. And so I saw it destroy and then I saw it get nothing and everything in between. And I'm just wondering what is the, because it's clearly funny, right?
Right.
So we can't make fun of beautiful people? Like, what? That's too far? What's the pushback?
Well, I'm beautiful, and I don't appreciate you saying that.
Can we not make fun of billionaires? I'm just guessing why it didn't work sometimes.
You know, Katie has had a rough life from being so hot. It's been a struggle for her walking around.
No,
like
but
that.
is that women saying, oh, it's still hard for us because of the patriarchy, so don't even, because you're a 10? Well, I don't even know.
I think it's more so like, you know, people probably don't want to feel like just because they look a certain way means they're a shitty person. Does that make sense?
No, he was just saying that things are afforded to you.
I understand
well,
that.
Yes.
But what
no,
I,
you're
but
right.
What I mean is, you know, a lot of people also think of a little bit higher of themselves than maybe they are. So maybe people say, okay, well, I'm not terrible looking and I'm a good person, so maybe this applies to me. Like, I don't immediately associate myself with a hot person, right? So I would laugh at that joke.
But I think most people don't. Most people don't think, most good looking guys don't think they look like Captain America.
I don't know. I mean,
I think girls are a lot more critical of themselves than guys are.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So I just think, but I also think girls probably don't want to laugh because maybe they think that it's admitting that they're bad people or that they don't help people.
I think that there are
things.
By the way,
I don't help people, so.
You've helped me a lot.
Right on point.
Maybe the people are, they're upset because they're superhero movie fans.
But also,
yeah, they're
headed
for Superman.
There's a little bit of like a loophole here because, you know, the superheroes, they have superhero, like, they have superpowers. That's why they help people. They don't help people because they're hot, right?
Yeah.
So, like,
you think
yes,
people
Wonder
saw
Woman,
through it and were like, wait a minute, she has superpowers. It doesn't have anything to do with her being hot. What
she just happens to be hot.
Right.
Does that make sense?
No, no. Look, obviously, if we're going to analyze it, but I think his idea is that, like, if you're a 10 and you're a female, your life is basically like, you're like Seth Rogen for a guy. You're just a famous guy. That's your life. Yeah. I mean, you're getting jobs that you're not qualified
for.
You're
not paying for food or drinks.
By the way, there's more to this joke. I just kind of.
By the way, you don't have to accept those things,
right.
But, and that says more about men than it says about women.
Right.
If your life is all of a sudden easy and that's what people place value on. But it, by the way, everybody does. You know, if you're ugly as hell, you can't be the president of the United States.
No.
Not that Brad Pitt's in the White House right now, but.
Right.
You know, I remember there was this guy, his name was Paul Tsongas, and he was, he was pretty liberal back when I was a super, super duper liberal.
Right.
And he was running and he had a lisp. And people were like, and he was brilliant, but people didn't give a shit because, you know how it is. Mm-hmm. They like, no, this is somebody that's either too ugly to elect or too this or too that. So, but maybe we're turning a corner. I know, the blind mayor from New York is talking about running for president. What's his name, Marcus? De Blasio, I believe.
He's blind?
Yeah.
How do I not know that?
I mean, Bernie Sanders isn't attractive.
Yeah.
Marcus. Shout out to Andy Klein. Kate, you saw a movie, Joe and Katie. Again, this is the second time year in a row where you've announced on Twitter that it's your favorite movie of the year, and I'd never heard of it. Last year, it was Eighth Grade. And now it's something called Booksmart.
Yeah, this movie is directed by Olivia Wilde. You know that girl? She's married to Jason Sudeikis, who's in the movie.
And it's also a Will Ferrell, Adam McKay produced show, which is the same as that. I think they produced that show you like on HBO.
Yes. And it's
the Christina
Applegate has
show.
Will Ferrell written all over it. I mean, the jokes are great. It is a little bit like, what's the Jonah Hill movie?
Superbad.
And it's his sister, right?
Yeah, yes. The girl in it is Jonah Hill's sister. She was also just in Lady Bird. But here, real quick. So, you're allowed to...
How did you know this movie existed?
Well, we'll get to that in a second. But you're allowed to not agree. All I like to do is say, listen, like, Eighth Grade was... I think The Star is Born ended up being my favorite movie last year. But Eighth Grade was in my top, basically, two or three of all the movies that I had seen. And, you know, people are shitting on me or whatever. And I'm like, well, you know, it's
not... I never shit on you.
I know, but I'm just saying, you know, that the girl who was the lead, she was nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Actress. There's only five of them out of every movie made. It won the Screen Actors Guild for the best...
I was just saying I never heard of it.
Right,
but it came out of nowhere.
But hear me out. Just let me finish my thought. Yeah. So all I'm saying is that people act like I just said Herbie Reloaded was the best movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
But as far as we saw the trailer and we loved it, and then Katie can tell you she pulled a fast one.
Because it's not even out yet, right?
It's not out, right? It's out.
Right. So we saw on Rotten Tomatoes that it had gotten 100%. And if something has 100% with a certain amount of views or comments or whatever, we immediately, it's on our radar.
Yeah, we see it.
So we had nothing to do on Friday night, and I was just scrolling through our Cinemark app to see the movies, and the very, very last one at the bottom had one time, and it was a... early screening of Booksmart.
And it said, you're super hot. You want this?
And I,
yes, nobody else.
It was like, it's sold out, but we'll make an exception. No, and I just bought two tickets, and then we just showed up at 8, and there was like five people in there.
Well, I want to see it. It's 100%. That's enough.
It's funny.
Joe and Katie approved.
JL and Covan and I are mostly arguing. So if something happens where I feel like, hey, I want to make sure he knows I'm a regular person, you know? So I send him, I go, hey, I just saw the best movie. And he fucking Robbied me.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna. Can I just read it?
Are you still fighting now?
No. Even we're not fighting. Movies? Here's what it says here.
I'm
right?
fighting with him.
Yeah. Yes. Hold on. Kind of got to find it. So,
JL Covan, friend of the show, comedian, former Righteous Prick podcaster, but he moved on.
Here's what he said. I said, "See, Book Smart. It's great." He said, "Absolutely not. The preview angered me."
Oh, okay. God.
So I said, "You're basically my brother." I said, "This isn't the end all be all, but it every single critic that's seen it, by the way, it's got 60 reviews. Mm-hmm. It's got 100%. Everyone said it was good. So how bad would a trailer have to be that every single person paid to critique these movies right. said it's good, and you're like, I'm so mad by the trailer, I can't see it." Who does that sound like?
Robbie Robinson. Robbie's proud of that. All right. Hey, this weekend, big shows Friday and Saturday at McGoobies. We're doing Justin is headlining, doing stand-up on Friday with Tommy Cimbazzo and Sean Gabbert. Sean Gabbert of the I Hate Hamlet fame. And Saturday, it's the 90s murder mystery. Hit me 90s one more time.
Yeah, come see that. This is the last time we're going to be able to plug it.
Yeah, no, we're very excited. It's always great to get a Saturday. And McGoobies is essentially our home club for this with the 98 Rock audience.
Yeah, it's easy for us to get shows, but since they can pay one person to do a weekend, we have to be better than and draw better.
Yes.
So they know, hey, these guys are worth a weekend. So if you really want to support what we do, and by the way, it's also good. It's like we're making you come out and see.
Great.
It's absolutely great.
It's
so
fantastic.
McGoobies this Saturday, 7:30 and 9:45. You can come to either show. Hit me 90s one more time.
Before we go, can we each at least give a grade to that finale last night?
Yeah, you know, I don't know why people like get mad when people talk about Game of Thrones. Like, first of all, most people don't give a shit about whatever the most popular thing is. Like, even the Super Bowl, more people don't care than do. So
yes.
By patting yourself on the back for being in the majority, it's a weird concept to me. It's like,
or also, why are you mad?
Yeah, it's something. It's not like you could have anything. It's not like, you know, you could have some moral issue with like hunting or something. People talk about hunting. This is just a TV show.
Yes,
so I don't get. Okay, all right, whatever.
I mean, I understand being mad at a quality of something decline. Like I was mad at
Dexter. No, but if you're mad at people talking about something.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
So yeah,
especially if you've never watched it. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you've never watched Game of Thrones and you complain about people who watch Game of Thrones. Like,
it's easy to, hey, let me tell you something. I scroll through 500 abortion tweets every day.
Yeah, yes.
You can scroll past my Game of Thrones
Thank
tweet.
Thank you.
No, I read every abortion tweet.
I have a grade of all of Game of Thrones from season one to now, a grade for this current season, and a grade for the finale.
Go ahead.
Jeez.
Grade all right. for all of Game of Thrones, I give it an A.
Yes, it is an A.
Yes.
This season, I give a C, and the finale, I give a B.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I think that's fair. I mean, I definitely think it's an A show. I don't think there's any doubt about
that. Yeah, if you don't think it's an A, then that's...
I thought the season was a B, and then the finale was a C+.
Okay.
So, Robbie's going to have the strongest opinion, so we'll let him go last.
Yeah.
The series is an A. It's probably an A+. It's going to go down in the annals as one of the greatest television series in history.
As it should.
So I give the C. I actually think it's an A+. I mean, if you're one of the 10 greatest in the history of thousands, or you're definitely an A+.
Sure.
It's not an A+ for me because of the last season.
Okay, no, that's fair. Okay. That's fair. So this season, there's no time when I was just fucking wowed by it, except for when Arya killed the Night King. Everything else, I was just...
I mean, visually, I was amazed, but other than that, the storylines, I just didn't love.
There's nothing I went crazy over, you know?
Yeah.
And I will say one more thing. Thanks for not leaving it open-ended. I do think that's cowardly. People are like, oh, it's so bold. No.
But I did think they left it open to do it, to keep adding more seasons.
Sure, they can. Yeah. But what I meant is there was resolution.
Right. Everybody wasn't dead at the end.
And I'm going to say one more thing. It's okay to give us what we want. That's all. It's okay. It's okay to make Jon Snow the king and make the worst character in the whole fucking show not the king. Yeah. I mean, it's okay.
So your grade for the finale?
I mean, it was, I don't know, B, C, B. I mean, okay. You know.
Yeah. Marcus?
I think the whole series was an A. The last season was a C. The finale was a D.
Whoa. Right. Okay. I respect that.
And I totally echo Marcus's sentiment. Yes.
What's the D? Tell me why you gave it a D.
Because it almost, for me, ruins the whole series because it was so kind of blah and nothing and unmemorable.
Yeah. This whole last season was unmemorable. You had a lot of – it met your expectations versus the first seven seasons – threw your expectations out the window and
exactly.
threw you for curveballs each and almost every week. And that was the cook. That was the thing to keep bringing you back.
Yeah.
You fall in love with the character and then they'd be killed.
I couldn't say it any better than Marcus is
the
saying
most.
So why would you come to this last season and go, oh, we're going to wrap it in a nice, neat little bow. We're going to give you the perfect little fucking package, which, you know, any grade school kid could have written. It's ridiculous.
No, you're right.
I say everyone's going to agree that they didn't do enough character development between the two main characters. I didn't buy it. It was not. Wasn't enough. Give me at least two more filler episodes where a bunch of bullshit happens, or we just fall more in love with them. Then I like it's six episodes. I'm not saying it's lazy because it was so impressive. The fighting. I mean, I'm just annoyed that they didn't give me a little bit more. It's like this huge masterpiece, and then they draw a little dick on like the fucking the corner of the picture.
You're
at the very
right
end.
That I didn't feel like. Hey, we just saw a movie, Long Shot, and it's a fucking really, really, really. It's not The Godfather, but it's so enjoyable.
It's not the. I mean, it's a completely different kind of movie.
And they, yeah. I'm just saying, it's not a masterpiece, but it's just so enjoyable.
Yes.
And the reason it is they let you believe that Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron fall in love. You believe
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Okay. So if they can make me believe that that's going to happen, they sure as fuck can make me believe that Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen are in love. And I never felt any chemistry between those two.
They hooked up one time. It was like, I mean.
And it always felt like it was mostly tension, right? I never felt it. So at the end when he's torn, it was insincere. No.
Yeah.
And one other thing that bothered me a lot. So, I understand why. What's the Unsullied's name? The head.
Grey Worm.
Right. Mm-hmm. I understand why Grey Worm is loyal to Daenerys. Whatever. Mm-hmm. She freed him.
Yes.
She avenged the death of the woman that he loved.
Yes. Yeah.
So I got that. But then the guy that betrayed her, one of the guys that betrayed her, is standing next to her, and he goes, "You talk too much." And then he lets him talk for 20 straight minutes and also
yep.
decide who the king is. Who's buying this shit? Why did Tyrion get to literally have his way with whatever it was that was going to happen at the end there? It just seems so.
Well,
why isn't that guy furious?
Well,
Grey Worm?
I got the vibe that they were at their wit's end at that point.
Yeah.
And so, look, the beginning of the first 20 minutes or so, I thought was great. Like, I thought all the Tyrion stuff, finding Jaime,
yeah.
and the Tyrion and Jon Snow conversation when Tyrion was, you know, a prisoner, I thought was strong.
In a nutshell, I think what happened was they got the storylines had storylines, which had storylines. I mean, there was way too many storylines. And then they tried to wrap it all together in six episodes. And it just, you know, we didn't see Bran for like three episodes. And
yeah,
all of a sudden, he's the freaking king.
It didn't
feel
rushed.
Make any sense.
Can I ask you one other question? This dragon.
Mm-hmm.
This dragon is wise enough.
What's he doing?
He's wise enough to know that the pursuit of that throne is what caused all this death and chaos and disorder.
Yes.
That he melted it, but he wasn't smart enough to hang out with Jon Snow.
I know.
He was smart enough to be able to work the whole fucking thing out, watching it happening and destroy the Iron Throne. And he's like, hey, peace. And he fucking rolls.
Well, I think this
but
is.
Joe,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Wouldn't it have been better if Drogon had turned to Jon Snow and flamed on,
and he lived,
and then you watch Jon Snow burn, but survive.
Yeah, like just like, hey, I
yes.
said the same thing to
I
her.
I said, like back when Jon's leaving, the very last scene, he's riding off. Right? What if the freaking dragon shows up and he's like, bro,
flying
I'll
behind
the
him.
Wall with you? Like, I can talk to you. You can fly on me. Like, it makes sense if that's the reason that they can like, hey, have that connection. Why can't they end up together?
And it would give you a little bit of satisfaction because really. If there's the most sympathetic figure in the entire series is Jon Snow.
Yes.
Tyrion, maybe Tyrion a little bit too, but Tyrion even had a little bit of a dark side to him, but Jon Snow was never anything but good, ever. So now it's like, give us something other than him having to live with the fucking Wildings in the freezing cold, never knowing the touch of a woman again. That's our satisfaction. So give him a fucking dragon at least, and it would all make sense for them to do that.
From a writing perspective, maybe, Robbie, you can speak on this. How many shows start with the writer, the creators, knowing how it's going to end? Because you don't know, first of all, it's going to get picked up, how many seasons. Like, I'd like to think that the Breaking Bad people kind of foresaw how that was going to play.
They did.
But do you get that? In this case, they're based on books that didn't finish. So these guys had to come up with an ending. But, correct, like, Dexter just kind of faded away. And, like,
correct,
you know, the Sopranos, I wondered how many, at what point, what's that guy's name, David Chase?
Did they run out? Yeah.
At what point did he say, I know it's going to end like this, and how that affected the writing?
I think that it was more that they put way too much time and emphasis on these 24-hour war scenes and the cinematic portion. Like, I don't think they focused enough on the storylines.
I agree. That's why I think in 2 years, when people have left HBO and none of these actors, the only one that I see having a chance of being huge, I mean, the ones that are dead, not excluded, is Sansa. I mean, I see her potentially.
She's everywhere. Yeah. Jon Snow's got no future.
Kit Harington. I mean, he's British. I haven't seen him in anything.
So if they go to HBO and say, look, we're not going to have these crazy $100 million fight scenes, it's going to be more dialogue driven, that they'll come back. Yes, Marcus. Yeah.
So J.R.R. Martin was recently interviewed, and he acknowledged publicly how disappointed he actually was in where the storyline went, and especially how this last season went, because of the fact that it does not follow necessarily in his vision where the story will go. And again, you're right. He hasn't even finished this book yet. Uh-huh. So he could very well write a whole different ending because it's not in keeping. The show is not in keeping of his vision of where it should go.
Is J.R.R. Martin the love child of George R.R. Martin and J.R.R. Tolkien?
And J.R. Ewing? And George Mirzon?
And J.L. Coban.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Good show this week. Come out to Magoobies this weekend. See ya.